Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 21 and 22. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. Our King is victorious, now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do people ever tell you that you look like your parents? Parents pass down their traits, or the way they look, to their children. You can probably recognize such things as the color of your hair, the shape of your nose, the color of your eyes, or your height as being passed on to you from your mom, your dad, or a combination of the two. Other things are passed down from parents to children as well. Children often have similar personalities to their parents, similar interests or hobbies that they enjoy. Today's Bible verses remind us of something else that was passed on to us from our parents, but this time, it's not good. From the moment we begin to exist, the Bible tells us that we have inside us a sinful desire that naturally wants to do whatever we want, not what God wants. Where did this sinful nature first come from? Today's Bible reading tells us. These passages remind us about how Adam and Eve fell into sin in the Garden of Eden shortly after creation. They disobeyed God by eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Ever since, every parent has passed the same sinful nature to their children. Sin separates us from God and leads us to eternal death and hell. That is why 1 Corinthians says that death came through one man, and in Adam all die. How sad. God loved us too much to let us die like that. If our inner sinful condition can be traced back to one man, Adam, so our rescue from it can be traced back to one man as well, Jesus. Jesus was born a human being from a mother just like us. Unlike us, Jesus was born the Son of God. He lived a perfect life inside and out. Jesus kept God's commandments perfectly. He died in place of every parent and person born with a sinful nature. Why? So that Christ's pure nature would replace our human nature. His coming alive at Easter means we can look forward to an eternity with God in heaven. Death has no power over us anymore. In Jesus, the day we die will be the day we open our eyes to our heavenly home. In Christ, all will be made alive. Jesus has won the victory over sin and death. We spend time in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for loving us despite our sinfulness. Thank you for taking upon yourself the punishment of hell that we deserved and dying to forgive our sins. Give us the confidence that heaven is our home and that we have the victory over sin and death through you. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.